Well, it's time for the town of the week. And what is our town of the week?
Our town of the week this week is White Plains, New York.
I meant to ask you. You know, each week at this time, or sometimes never, we choose a town of the week on our rearranged map of the country, but we always hit Texas. So we got to move Texas. But until that happens, here's Stephanie Lee with our town of the week.
Located near the southern tip of the state and just 7 miles east of the Hudson River, White Plains, New York is the county seat and commercial hub of Westchester County. The area was home initially to the Mohican Nations until the late 17th century. The nickname of White Plains was due to the mist hovering over the area from the Bronx River. Hmm. There was a territorial
mist
dispute.
From the Bronx, huh?
That's right.
That continues to this day. Mist from the Bronx. I like that.
It's very...
evocative.
It is evocative. Yeah. Great word.
Jazzy. Sounds jazzy.
There was a territorial dispute between Puritan title owners that had to be resolved by a royal patent from King George II in 1721. In 1758, White Plains officially became.
Wait a minute, I didn't get that. What was the? It was a patent dispute.
There was a territorial dispute between...
Oh, where the lines were drawn.
Mm-hmm, okay. Between Puritan title owners, and that had to be resolved by that royal patent.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's why they left England, these kinds of disputes.
In 1758, White Plains officially became the county seat of Westchester County, and in July of 1776, a copy of the Declaration of Independence was delivered to the county courthouse and read aloud from its steps. More history from the area includes the famous Jacob Purdy House. This land site was purportedly used as George Washington's headquarters in the fall of 1776 during the Battle of White Plains during the American Revolutionary War. Another Washington stronghold is the Elijah Miller House, located in North White Plains. Both homes have gone under several renovations through the years, but the Miller House is currently a hot topic of debate over funding the restoration. Today, White Plains boasts a booming commercial business infrastructure. It is home to Fordham University and Berkeley College. Yeah. Berkeley College not being the one in Berkeley, California, obviously.
Well, it's in White Plains. It couldn't be both.
Right.
That's what I was thinking.
Furthermore, it's the birthplace of Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and Caroline Kennedy. Oh. It also serves as the preferred hometown of several past and present New York Knicks. And locals can always cheer on the White Plains Tigers. And that's our town of the week, White Plains, New York.
The White Plains Tigers? What do they do?
White Plains Tigers? I don't know. I'm not a sports person. The only sports I follow is college basketball, and I'm pretty sure that's not a college basketball team.
The White Plains Tigers. I guess, well, maybe Rob here will know. Rob Astorino from White Plains online. Because thanks, Lyle. He was calling randomly out there and happened to hit someone to live there. Which is unusual. Hey, Rob, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good, Michael. How are you doing? So what, White Plains got picked out of a hat?
No, we throw a dart at a map. We cut up the map so that we wouldn't keep hitting Texas. And this is the first time we haven't hit Texas. It turned out to be White Plains. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, good. We catch you at a good time, bad time? You got a few minutes?
I was mowing the lawn. You got me at a great time. You interrupted me. That's good. Now I can make an excuse for not having to go out and finish it.
Yeah. What, have you got a riding mower, Rob, or what kind you got?
Well, I've got about, let me see, I'm on a quarter acre, so a riding mower, I just go down the block and do everybody's.
So do you have a riding mower or don't you? Would you please answer that? Okay. You don't want them to know you have one.
I don't. I have a push mower.
A push mower? You mean without a motor on it?
No, it's got a motor on it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So it's sort of, it moves by itself, really, even, doesn't it?
Actually, it doesn't, no. I only got one of those handle things. I got to push it.
Yeah. Do you have a good lawn, Rob? Are you a strong, long person?
You know, I thought I did until I went away for 2 weeks, and I made a fatal error.
Oh.
Cutting it too low, and now I got brown grass everywhere.
But yeah. that's good, because you're not overwatering in this day and age where water is a precious commodity.
Well, we got plenty of water here.
Oh,
we're not
mind.
California.
Never mind.
In fact, we encourage people to waste their water here. We got
yeah,
so much
that's good.
It.
So much water, because you.
Yeah.
So did you go to school with Mark Zuckerberg or anything out there?
No, he actually the connection is Dobbs Ferry, which is about two towns over from White Plains.
Oh.
And no, he apparently his father was a dentist. I think his father's still a dentist in this area, practicing.
Really?
But he donated money to some places around here, but I don't think he's been back in a while.
Yeah. His son.
He went all Oprah on us, you know.
His son is Mark Zuckerberg, and he still has to practice, the poor guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. What does that say about the son?
Yeah. Still got to be a dad. Yeah, really. Do something for your dad.
Yeah.
Zuckerberg.
God, the father's like 90, schlepping to the chair at the office on a Saturday so he can clean someone's gross teeth because his son won't give him a few bucks.
His son, Mark Zuckerberg, with the commas around it. So what do you do out there, Rob?
County executive of Westchester County.
Are you?
Yeah.
Whoa, is that pay anything? Is that pay something?
You randomly dialed somebody. it pays something here.
Yeah. Lot of dough, big bucks.
Oh, huge. Zuckerberg money.
Yeah. Now that you are county executive, are you glad? Or do you have second thoughts about it? I mean, that's kind of...
Third thoughts, fourth thoughts. You know what? I was in your industry. I was in radio and TV.
And you decided, boy, this would be a great stepping stone to county executive.
Exactly. I was actually, I started ESPN Radio in New York City. I was part of the team that did that and then went to SiriusXM Satellite Radio.
Yeah.
So I've been doing radio my whole life. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. And believe me, there are plenty of days I wish I were back in radio.
Yeah. Well, what was the brainstorm that led you to become running for, you run for it or you get appointed by somebody's friend?
No, ran for it. There's a million people in Westchester.
Yeah.
Politically, it's a 2-to-1 Democratic county. It's where Clintons live. They live from White Plains. The Clintons live about 15 minutes north in Chapel.
North from you.
So it's pretty Democratic county. I'm a Republican, and 2-to-1 Democratic county got elected.
Yeah,
twice.
Because you have good people skills.
Well, hopefully.
Well, you must. You know, all the years of appearing to be accessible on the radio. That's good people skills.
You know, it was actually very helpful, all the talk radio that I hosted and did, because you deal with, lunatics, you deal with emotional people. I had people like
George Washington.
Same thing as your
job now. Yeah.
Yeah. You had people like that needed to be talked off the George Washington Bridge because the Yankees lost the game in May. So I'm used to dealing with crazy people.
Did that work? Did you talk them off or did you talk them into the drink there?
Well, after a while, you're like, all right, either do it or don't.
Yeah. Did you have a radio name, or were you Rob Astorino and Eric?
Yeah, I was Rob Astorino.
Yeah,
actually, there's a funny story about that. When I, this was like one of my first jobs. It was for a station that called itself X107. So the GM at the time had this really crazy idea that every on-air personality had to have his last name or her last name end in an X. I mean, you don't make
like
this stuff
Skrillex.
Up. Yeah, so I had to be Rob Astix.
Oh, God, were you?
I refused. I said, you're stupid, and I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I was doing traffic reports, flying up in a helicopter.
Yeah. Here's Rob Astix.
Astix, yes.
Astix. Yeah, you can't even say that.
Of course you can. It's so dumb.
Is that guy still in the business or not?
No, thankfully, no.
Yeah.
He was X'd out.
So, Rob, anything you want to tell us about White Plains that didn't get covered in our... first of all, who are the Tigers?
The White Plains Tigers, they're a pretty good basketball team, high school basketball team, yep.
High school, yeah. Yeah.
Yep. And the White Plains is actually a really neat city. It's had a big renaissance in the last 15 years. It used to be like a real sleepy town. Like Sears was the biggest thing there.
Yeah.
It was actually this head shop that all of us used to hop the bus when we were in middle school to go to in White Plains. But you know what? It has a really big renaissance where a lot of hopping bars and restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
The White Plains train station in the New York metropolitan area is the second largest train station for people, commuters, only to Grand Central Station in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a reverse commute, people coming up to work. There's a lot of good businesses in White Plains.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got great places. Stephanie mentioned where a lot of the Knicks live. There's a Four Seasons apartment building right near the train station.
Mm.
It's becoming very hipster, too. So you got a lot of good bars, a lot of Irish bars, with guys named Declan and Rory that own them.
Yeah.
And they come out with their real bros. But you also have a 42-story Ritz-Carlton and Walmart, and we've got this right in the middle of town. We've got this amazing water fountain. It's like it rivals the Bellagio. This thing has to go at least 10 feet tall. It's just amazing.
Was that one of your innovations, Rob, for the area?
That wasn't mine.
Did you bring in the fountain?
I ran on the fountain, yes. I will have the biggest fountain.
I will make a bigger fountain than Rob Astorino.
That's the rival,
yes. For Feldman, county executive. I approve this.
So you guys are in Wisconsin, huh?
Yeah, we're in Madison, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Which is not really any of the things that you said about White Plains. We're not really hipster. We're too college town to be hipster, I would say.
But you guys do good protests, though, right?
Eh, not so much anymore.
No?
No, they're mostly like riots at keggers these days.
Not, well, that sounds fun.
There's no motivation. But anyhow, we're talking about White Plains.
Okay,
talk about that. So, okay, and I suppose a lot of the ball players are your fans. What about the Knicks guys, you know, these guys?
Actually, you know what? We signed a great deal. We have the Westchester County Center, which is in White Plains. It's county owned. It was built in the 20s. You know, it's like an arena, 4,000 seats.
Yeah.
But we've got everything from the circus that comes in every year to the reptile show, and inevitably every year a snake gets loose. It's hysterical.
Yeah.
And then we've got the New York Knicks. We just signed an agreement where their development league team plays at the county center. So you see real, you know, pro basketball at a high level, and the Knicks, who are the actual New York Knicks, who are coming off an injury, will play there in part of their rehab. So it's really high-level basketball. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
They air it nationally.
I'm not talking about that, Rob. I mean, you know the guys?
Who's the
guy? Give me a guy in the Knicks.
Well, Allen Houston, the biggest star, is the general manager of the team that I'm talking about right now. And you see him. You see Phil Jackson.
Yeah, cool.
Sitting in the stands there monitoring the players. So it's pretty cool.
But I'm trying to get beneath the surface here, Rob. I mean, you hang with these guys, and you must know every sports guy in New York.
You should see my colored suits. I got, like, hot orange suits. I wear the NBA games. And I can wear it.
But you know the guys. You just wear the suits, Rob. Come on. Talk to me here.
I do. I've gotten to know some of those guys. Yeah. We have a great relationship with the Knicks and the Rangers.
Yeah, and the
Rangers. Who are doing some great things. Their facilities are in Westchester, just outside the White Plains line. They built a huge practice facility, the Rangers and the Knicks.
Yeah, oh, cool.
So it's pretty cool. And a lot of the Yankees live in Westchester. You've got a lot of Hollywood stars now here. Yeah.
But do they come? Cool. They come over to the house?
Sometimes, but we don't.
Okay, all right, now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
Have you got like a recreation room or something down there in White Plains?
In my basement? Yeah, you should see it. It's got an Xbox, and that's about it.
Rob, it's been great talking with you. You're a wonderful representative and the county executive out there, and we have a little something for you for being so kind.
We do. That's right, Rob. So we'll be sending you the treasure of the Badger State and an assortment of handcrafted cheeses.
Handcrafted.
Now, is this serious? Because I think that's pretty cool. That's serious. I'm going to be every day. At around 4 o'clock, I'm running to my door to see if the FedEx guy comes.
This is public radio. We don't lie, Rob.
All right.
It's not ESPN.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, those cheeses are made.
Tell them about the cheeses. Tell them.
Yeah, they're made using only all natural ingredients, and those are from southwestern Wisconsin's Cedar Grove cheese.
Good stuff. Thanks,
That's
Rob.
That's pretty cool.
Appreciate it.
Because it has such heavy security, they're going to taste it first.
Rob, that lawn's not going to cut itself, Rob.
Take care, guys.
I'll put you on hold here for a second. We need to put him on hold, right, to get his information from him. So thanks very much, Rob. Nice talking to you. Great talk.
Hey, no problem, Michael. Take care.
Pleasure. Bye. Rob Astorino for Town of the Week, White Plains, New York. And he was an interesting guy.
Rob Astorex.
What?
Rob Astorex.
You want to grant here?
Sure.
Now, this is your first time doing this thing here. We have to gather someone from the audience to throw the dart at our rearranged map here. Are you ready for this? So here, take the dart.
All right.
Take the microphone, go out there.
Who would like to throw the dart at the map?
Right there.
Yeah? All right. Come on up.
Second row.
Round of applause, please, for our volunteer. Hi
here
there.
Too.
Come on up. Hi. What's your name?
Riley.
How old are you?
11.
All right. Have you ever thrown a dart before? Yeah, all right. Then I'm just going to hand this over and leave it
did
to the pros.
Yes or no? I didn't. You said yes you had?
Hard as you can.
Okay. There's the map.
Really
just don't hit Michael and you'll be fine.
Yeah, and I'll be fine.
Oh, try again?
Not
no
your
worries.
Fault.
Not